Sometimes there's this alignment that God does that we always have to kind of stop and go, wow. Because both these passages, the ones that you heard Pat just read in this passage, pieces of it are always lifted up or sometimes lifted up at funerals. So we often hear these words as we're celebrating the life of someone who is now in that heavenly dwelling place. And yet, today is also Memorial Day. Today is when people are remembering those who died for a cause, those who died so that we might be free, those who followed where God led them, and it led them to a grave. So it's interesting that in the midst of this time of celebration, we hear these words from John and from Jesus about what it means to be at peace with the Lord, what it means to have God's peace with us. And we have that image, that heavenly image. Didn't you love that image of New Jerusalem? Didn't you just want to be there? Didn't you want to be on those golden streets with God and Jesus? Because in the midst of it, did you hear her say that God would be our God and we would be his peoples and that he would dwell among us? He would come and dwell among us. So we spend a lot of time thinking about what it would mean to dwell with God in heaven. But this particular passage is talking about two things, about love and about peace. It's talking about the peace that we have when God is dwelling within us. When God is dwelling within us, when the power of the Holy Spirit has come upon us and we feel Christ within us, then it's not that we're in heaven, but kind of like heaven is in us. And when we have that peace, when we have that peace, it's easier to love a broken world, isn't it? Because we don't have to fear. What is it we have to fear if we're in a right loving relationship with God? Do we have to fear the things of the world if God is with us? Do we have to fear anything if God is with us? So he speaks about the answer to a question. And the question was, why do you only come to us and not to the world? And he says, I'm only coming to those who love God and who follow God's word, who live in God's word. So if we are in God's presence, and we know who Christ is, and we know the power of the Holy Spirit upon us, then what we are called to do is to live that out. To live it out as God has lived it out through his Son, Jesus Christ. It means that we are to be the body of Christ for the world, so that the world might know God. But they can't know God unless we do what? Show them God. Show them Christ. Show them love. And when that happens, when we show love one person at a time, one moment at a time, one event at a time, then God's love begins to grow and grow and grow in the world. And the peace that we have becomes the peace that others have. And in the end, Christ's peace dwells in the land. I don't think you know this. I'm sure you don't. But Leo and I don't always agree politically. You didn't know that, did you? But when he was in the service and people would say, your wife is one of those tree huggers, isn't she? And he would say, yes. And my tree hugger friends would say, how can you be married to that man who will kill anyone at the command of his officers? And I tell them what Leo told me. I tell them that Leo said he really hopes and wishes and prays that we will find the peace answer in the world. That my job is to find that out. His job is to protect me while I do. And he can't wait until I put him out of business. You know, and it's that complex life we have in the world that I can be at peace with who I am, and he can be at peace with who he is. And we are the most opposite people you will ever meet. But in the end, because love dwells in our lives, we know how to be at peace with one another, because God is in the midst of our peace. Christ calls his disciples into a whole new way of being, that they are to be Christ in the world, that they are to proclaim peace and love. And he names it. He names that fear. What? If I trip over myself, please catch me. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. He names that fear dominates our lives. And when fear dominates our hearts and minds and lives, what doesn't? God in Jesus Christ. We can be at peace in the midst of the worst turmoil if we are in a right relationship with God. But he also came so the world might be saved. So we not only have to stay in that right relationship with God, but we have to offer a right relationship to the world. I loved last Sunday as we listened to the children. Well, they're not so childish anymore. Listen to those young people speak about that's what they heard and saw here in this body. That they felt God's love, that they experienced the Holy Spirit, that they knew that this place was safe, that this place was a place of love, that this place was a place where they could come and be themselves, which is, I know you all think Delilah goes a little crazy, and I never have any control, but I love it too much that they are who they are here in that pew, and that they are lifted up and loved and appreciated, because the world wants us to do other things, doesn't it? The world wants us to judge one another. The world wants us to step back and point fingers at one another. We don't always all agree with each other. In fact, probably most of the time we don't agree with each other. But we can listen to each other, because each one of our stories is a beautiful story. And each one of us was born and created by a loving Savior and God through the power of the Holy Spirit. We are fully, wonderfully, beautifully made by God. So if we're made one way or another, why do we judge the one versus the other? His disciples were going to have a hard time when he left. He knew that. He knew they were going to grieve when he left. He was offering them words of assurance that he would come back and that he was giving them the Holy Spirit. But in those places of grief and sorrow or anxiety, that's when we begin to see each other not as beloved children of God, but that one's really different from me, and that one's the cause of this happening. And we begin to separate from the one who loved us. Grief can do that to us. Grief can turn us around. So we don't get to hear the commandment that we are to love one another. But what the rest of this verse says, I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. And then these words, rise, let us be on our way. When Jesus says those last words, rise, let us be on our way, they're heading to the garden. They're heading to that moment when the guards would come and take him away. The disciples are heading to that moment when they are going to fall short of being disciples of Jesus Christ. They're heading to that moment when they think that the world and the ruler of the world has won. But he didn't. And he said, I'm telling you these words now so that when I rise again, you will remember them. Well, he told that not just to them. He's telling that to us, that we are to remember that the world can judge us any way they like. But the one who created us loves us and sees us as fearfully and wonderfully made and wants us to be at peace in who we were created to be. And when we are in that place of peace, have you ever been in that place of peace when you know you're exactly who God wanted you to be and you're doing exactly what God wanted you to do? Have you ever been there? Do you know what that feels like? It's a beautiful feeling, because then the slings and arrows of the world, they kind of just fall away as if the Holy Spirit has created a shield. And you can do that work and you can walk out into the world and proclaim a message of love and peace. I know many of these people who did just that. When I walked the fields in Gettysburg, it was the first time I had walked a battlefield. And all I could think about was the blood in the land. And the fact that because it was whatever we want to call that altercation in our history, it was one where brother was against brother at times, or relative against relative. War is an ugly thing. And God doesn't want us to not honor the ones who gave their lives, no matter what side they were on. God wants us to remember the cost of being human, so that when we think about who do we want to follow, the world or the ruler of the world, or do we want to follow the ruler of the universe, the one we call our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ? Because if we follow him, we're going to proclaim a message of love, and we're going to work for peace in the world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.